kids podcast.
You can go slow.
A kids podcast about.
Hey, listeners, thanks for finding this episode. We believe in the power of conversations and knowing that kids like you are ready to talk about the big things going on in their world. If you like this episode, please consider sharing it with a teacher, a classmate, a relative, or someone you think should hear it. And thanks.
Hello, my name is Counselor Lewis. Welcome to Camp Adventure, the camp in your bedroom or living room, the camp that's in the bus or in the car. Camp Adventure is for everyone, no matter who you are. Every week, we have a theme, and this week's theme is You Belong. I'm going to pass it off to the wonderful Camp Counselor Ben so you can hear more about belonging. Take it away, Camp Counselor Ben.
Good morning, campers. How's it going? My name is Counselor Ben. It is good to be with you for our check-in for another day at camp. Pretty sweet, yeah? We're talking about community today, and I wonder what you think about community. We see the word community in a lot of different things. What does it mean to belong to or to be a part of a community? To commune with other people. It's kind of an interesting word, isn't it? We can think about this together for a while. We don't have to figure it all out right now, but right away I think about being in a community. I think about people who are mindful of me and they listen to me and care about me, but I also do all the same things to them. I'm mindful toward them. I think about them. I care about them. I think there's a lot of different ways to think about community. Our camp is a community, yeah? It's a different kind of community, but it's really cool. I wonder what you think. What does it mean to be in a community, to belong, to have friendships and relationships with other people, working maybe toward a common goal, sharing all things in common? There's a lot of things to think about, and it's a beautiful word, and it's a wonderful idea. And I'll say one more thing. When you're part of a community, when you say, I want to be a part of this community, it is in itself an adventure. It's challenging. There's lots of questions that come up. Sometimes it can be difficult. And like good adventures, it's also unbelievably rewarding, especially if you're a human being. I've found that out. So anyway, campers, it is wonderful to be with you. Let's pass it off now to our music leader, Amy. Amy, thank you so much for all that you do. Let's start singing. Sound good? All right, let's begin.
Hello, campers. It's Counselor Amy. I'm so happy we can be together today. Counselor Ben, you are awesome, and I'm so glad we're together for another day of camp. Today, we're going to play a game with some words that all start with the letter B. Bonnie, back, bring. All those words start with the letter B. Can you think of another word that starts with the letter B? Birds, baby, beluga. There's lots of words. Today's song is a lot of fun. First, we're going to start sitting down. So make sure you're in a safe space where you can sit and stand. Every time I sing or say to practice, because we'll practice first together, we're going to either stand or sit.
Ahoy there! It's Captain Matthew Bluebeard, and I'll be helping you to do today's song, me hearties. And if you be in a place like a car, or a rowboat, or a recliner, and you can't stand and sit, you can just raise and lower your arms. By the way, Counselor Amy is about to say my Bonnie a whole lot. A Bonnie is a sweetheart, a true love, someone you care about with your whole heart. Got it? Off we go!
So if we're sitting first and I sing, "My Bonnie lies over the ocean," Bonnie, we're going to stand up. So on the word Bonnie, everybody stands up. Let's try it. So sit down. "My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea." So on the second Bonnie, you sit down. Third Bonnie, we're going to stand up again. "My Bonnie lies over the ocean." Then here's the tricky part. "Bring back my Bonnie to me." So it's sit, stand, right? For the bees.
Are you changing positions every time you hear a bee word? It's gonna be quite a workout, crew. But I imagine things are gonna get quite giggly, too.
And then here's the second part. Ready? Bring back. Oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. So if we're sitting, stand, sit. Bring back my Bonnie to me. Can you try that? It's a little silly.
I'm at the ready, and we'll call out directions to help ya. Maestro, cue the ocean waves. Ring the bell. Quiet the seagulls. And off we go.
My Stand. Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Sit. Bonnie lies over the sea. My Stand. Bonnie lies over the ocean. So Sit. Bring back Stand. My Bonnie Sit. To me.
Bring Stand. Back. Sit. Bring Stand. Back.
Sit. Oh, bring Stand. Back Sit. My Stand. Bonnie to me. Bring
Sit. Stand.
Back. Bring
Sit.
Back.
Stand.
Oh,
Sit.
Bring
Stand.
Back my Bonnie
Sit.
To me.
One more time, and this time you're on your own.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. So bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back. Oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back. Oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Did you do it? It's so fun. I hope that you were able to change your positions and have a little bit of fun for our song, "My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean." Have a great day, campers. And now we'll hear from Counselor Lewis.
Before we move on, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we've got a whole bunch of fun planned. We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. With over 100 different titles in our Kids Book About series, it may be hard to figure out where to start. Allow me to make a suggestion. There is perhaps no greater feeling, nothing more life-giving or secure than to know you belong. No matter where you are, what you're experiencing, or who you're around, without that feeling of belonging, it's hard to concentrate on anything else. We can help our kids know what it feels like to belong and what it takes to help others feel like they belong around us.
When you do belong, it's very, very evident, right? Because I like to say your heart smiles and your brain is tickled.
That's Kevin Carroll, author of A Kid's Book About Belonging. Check out our Kevin Talks About Belonging episode of A Kid's Book About, the podcast. Listen together with the kiddos in your life. And when you're ready, visit akidsco.com for more great books and podcasts made to empower kids.
Welcome back. I hope you're feeling great after that break. Next up, we have Camp Counselor Duke, and he's got some jokes for you. So I hope you're ready to laugh. Take it away, Counselor Duke.
Hello, campers. It is Camp Counselor Duke. I have a joke for you. I'm going to try it out. It's a little different. What's long and brown and kind of, you know, sticky? A stick. A stick is long and brown and kind of sticky. That's the joke. I'm sorry.
Hey, campers. It's Camp Counselor Gabby again. It's been a while since we last talked. I hope you've all been doing well and learning lots of fun facts on your own. But if you haven't, don't fret. That's what I'm here for. I really mean it when I say I love getting the chance to learn alongside all of you. With that said, are you ready for today's trivia? Today is another fun animal question. My question for you today is, what is a group of zebras called? Is it A, a class, B, a zeal, C, a cluster, or D, an ensemble? Whew, those are some pretty fun words. I'm going to repeat the question one more time just in case. Are you ready? My question for you today is, what is a group of zebras called? Is it A, a class, B, a zeal, C, a cluster, or D, an ensemble? Just like last time, you can hit pause right now if you need a little bit more time to think. Then, come back and click play when you're ready for the answer. Okay, folks, are you ready for the answer? Drum roll, please. The answer is B. A group of zebras is called a zeal. That is such a fun word. Can you say it with me on the count of three? One, two, three. Zeal. So, if you ever see a group of zebras, you can say, hey, there goes a zeal of zebras. And guess what else? Some people also call a group of zebras a dazzle. I don't know which word I like more, zeal or dazzle. I have a few more animal group names for you because they're really fun. A group of hippos can be called a bloat. A group of caterpillars can be called an army. And a group of elephants can be called a parade. Wouldn't it be fun to see a parade of elephants? I'm imagining party hats, balloons, and lots of confetti. It'd be an elephant party! Okay, that is what I call a fun fact. Thank you again for listening and learning with me today. I'll be back soon for more fun facts and laughs. Until then, keep learning new, fun things in that wonderful mind of yours. Bye for now.
Hey, campers. It's Camp Counselor Emma here, and I'm so stoked to hang out with you all again. I hope you've been having a great start to your camp experience. I'm excited to share another mindful moment with you all today. What I have planned for us is something so simple, you can do it absolutely anywhere. And it always makes a big difference for me when I need to clear my head and kind of reset. You see, I have a tendency to get nervous about things. Traveling to new places, flying in airplanes, whenever things feel kind of uncertain. And when I have a hard time controlling my nervousness, my breathing gets really fast, and it feels like the only thing I can focus on is what's making me nervous. Maybe you felt this way before too. Whenever that happens, one of the tools that helps me so much is a really good breathing exercise. The purpose of these exercises are to take deep, slow breaths, which help slow down your heart rate and remind you of how brave and capable you are of facing whatever might be making you nervous. So let's try this together. I want you to sit crisscross applesauce or lay flat on your back or pick a different position that feels comfortable for you. Close your eyes and relax your muscles. When we breathe in together, I want you to squeeze your fists, tense your shoulders, point your toes, make your muscles super, super tight. And when we breathe out together, I want you to let it all go. Feel the breath leave your lungs, fully relax all of your muscles, and clear your brain. Let's try three deep breaths together. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. How did that go for you? How does your mind feel? How does your body feel? Again, I love this practice because I can do it anywhere, anytime I need to lower my stress levels. And maybe 3 is the perfect number for you, but 5, 7, 10, however many breaths you need, take all the time you need. Thanks for joining me again, campers. And I'd love to hear how these mindfulness practices are going for you this summer. So let me know. Until next time.
Hey, it's Counselor Lewis, and I'm back at your service. What did you think of that joke? And it was also really amazing hearing that a group of zebras is called a zeal or a dazzle. That's an awesome fact. And you know what else was awesome? When Camp Counselor Emma came in and gave us that nice, calm breathing exercise. I really needed that. You know, I'd say it's been a pretty great day here at camp. And I loved everything about this week's theme as well. You belong. Next week, get ready for our campfire episode where Counselor Ben will be sharing about an amazing encounter with aliens. I mean, that sounds so cool to hear about. And as always, it has been super fantastic spending time with you. And before we go, here's a quick message from Counselor Matthew. Take it away.
Thank you, Lewis, and thank you, campers and camp counselors, for this time together. Share your camp adventures on social media using hashtag AKBASummer or write to us at listen@akidsco.com. We love, love, love hearing from you. Camp Adventure is written by Ben Tertin with help from the A Kids Podcast About team. The sing-along music was performed by Amy Winner. The show is edited and produced by me, Matthew Winner. Audio production is by Chad Michael Snavely and the team at Sound On Studios. Our executive producer is Jelani Memory, and this show was brought to you by A Kids Podcast About. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are found, and check out other podcasts made for kids just like you by visiting akidsco.com. While you're there, be sure to check out Ben's book, A Kid's Book About Adventure. See you back at camp next week for another adventure. Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm the head of audio at A Kids Co., and I also host A Kids Book About, the podcast, and Worth Noting. I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for listening to our shows in your classroom or in your bedroom, over breakfast or over dinner, on your drive or on your downtime. No matter what you do between this listen and the next time you tune in, thanks. You're awesome. And it's because of kids like you that we get to make cool stuff like this. See ya.